This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An effort to get aid to Gaza by sea is moving ahead, but the first ship to test that new corridor is still waiting in Cyprus with more than 180,000 kilograms of food. The groups behind that effort say the ship will leave as soon as possible after it was expected to set off this weekend. A U.S. vessel carrying equipment for building a temporary pier in Gaza was heading to the Mediterranean on Sunday. Hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza are going hungry after 5 months of war. War and hunger in Gaza casts a shadow over Ramadan. The conflict is looming over the usually festive holy month in Jerusalem. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Tens of thousands are expected every day at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, one of the holiest sites in Islam. The area, which is also sacred to Jews who know it as Temple Mount, is a long-standing flashpoint for trouble. Thousands of police have been deployed around the narrow streets of the old city, where the usual Ramadan decorations have not been put up. Israeli police say they've been working to ensure a peaceful Ramadan. Stall owner Hisham Al-Salami said people don't want to buy anything and no one is celebrating. This year, he says, there is no joy for Ramadan.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Pope Francis on Sunday offered his prayers for Haiti, where months of violence have pushed the government to the brink of collapse. Haiti entered a state of emergency last Sunday after armed gangs broke thousands of inmates out of prison. Increasingly powerful gangs are demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who remains outside the country, seemingly unable or unwilling